Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Yod Zayin Amud Aleph, at the very bottom of the Amud. Still in the middle of our discussion about the conclusion of the death of Eliezer ben Drudya. And now Rabbi Chanin of Rabbi Yonatan. We're going to start the series of stories about Rabbi Chanin and Tridrum. Yochanin and Yonatan, Havukazli Be'orcha, they're walking together on the road. Matu Lahanu Trei Shvili, they came to a crossroads, essentially two paths, Chad Patsia Pitcha de Vora Kochavim, Chad Patsia Pitcha de Vezonot. And they had really a devil's alternative here. One of them went past the Veit of Razara, the other one past a brothel. Amr Le Chad Le Chavrei, Nezel Apitcha de Vora Kochavim. So one said to the other, let's go past the Veit of Razara. Denachis Yitzrei, we already slaughtered the Yitzers we studied in Sanhedrin. Amr Le Idach, the other one said, Nezel Apitcha de Vezonot. Why? Vnichpe Le Yitzran, let's go past the Beit Zonot. We will subdue our urges. Unakabal Agron, we'll get a schar for doing that. Kimatu, they went there. Kimatu Hatam, we'll find out who said which position. Kimatu Hatam Chazinu Zonot, Itkanu Mikamayu. When they got there, they passed by, the Zonot themselves hid from these two rabbis, in the house and didn't come out. So Amalei Manalacha, so the one whose position was, let's go the Beit Avodah Zarah direction, said, how did you know that? How did you know we'd be safe here? Amarlei Mizimat Yishmor Alecha Tvunatin Sereka. Meaning, the way he's reading it is, Mizima, meaning the Torah will protect you against Zima, against abominations of that sort. Amalei Rabbanu on the Rava. So my Mizima, so later when the story is repeated, the students asked Rava, what's the interpretation of the words mizima? Ile matora, if you can say the Torah is the zima, tivba zima, dechtivba zima, umetargaminan atzat chatoin, because when the Torah talks about zima, deviation, it calls it atzat chatain, meaning a conspiracy. Uchtivi fli etzah gdil tushia, the Torah is wondrous counsel. It's the same word of etzah. So Yachim Zimami Boile. Then the Torah should have, the Pasuk and Mishle should have said, Zimatishmor Alecha. Why Mizima? Hachamar Midvar Zimatishmor Alecha Torah Tin Sereka. And it's the way that we read it originally. The Torah will protect you against Zima. Not based on the Aramaic and Atza, etc. Tanar Banan. Kshinit Pasu Rabbi Elazar and part of Rabbi Chananim and Trajon. The two of them were caught by the Romans. This is the Hadrianic persecutions. Around the year 140, 145. Amar Rav Elazar and part of Rabbi Chananim and Trajon. So they talk. Ashrecha shenit pastal davar achad. You should be happy you only have one accusation against you. Oili shenit pastal al chamisha dvarim. But I have five accusations the Romans are leveling against me. I have a much worse chance of getting out of here. Amar Rabbi Chananim. Chananim said back to him, Ashrecha shenit pastal al chamisha dvarim vatanit sol. He said, you're going to be saved in spite of that. Oili shenit pastal al davar achad vatanit sol. In spite of the fact that I only have one accusation against me, we'll see what it is, I will not be saved. She'at asakta v'torah gnil chasadim. And what's the schut? Why are you going to be saved? Because you were involved in Torah and in chesed. V'ani lo asakta elu v'torah bilvad. Chanin ben Trajon said himself, he only studied Torah, wasn't involved in chesed. Uch Rav Huna, the famous statement of Rav Huna, da'am Rav Huna, kol seik v'torah bilvad, domek kemisha in lo eloha. Anybody who only studies Torah and doesn't get involved in practicing it, and he involved in chesed, it's like he has no God. How do you get that? Shinemar, v'yamim rabim liyisrael ulo elohe amet, ulo kohen moreh, ulo Torah. You have to look at the rest of the pasuk. So, as Rashi points out, if you have lulo Torah at the end, that means the guys earlier in the pasuk have Torah, but they still don't have elohe amet. It must be that they're not putting it into practice. My lo elohe amet, shekol asek Torah bilvad, domei kamishen lo eloha. There we go. Chesedim lo asak, v'chanin matradin wasn't involved in chesed. Atanu Velazo Eliezer and Yaakov Omer, Lo Yiten Adam Otav La Arniki Shel Tzedaka. Don't put your own money into the Arniki Shel Tzedaka. Elim Kain Munei Alav Tamin Chacham Kochanim and Trajon. Unless there's a gabbai who's as trustworthy and as good as Kochanim and Trajon, then you could give your money to Tzedaka and it'll go to the right place. So that means that he was involved. The answer is Hemnua Udahave Heman. He was a trustworthy guy. Me'avad the Lavad, but he himself didn't do any Chesed. V'hatanya, is that true? Amar lo ma'ot shel purim n'chalfu li ma'ot shel tzedakah v'lekachtim l'aniyim. There's a story, we'll see the story a little more fully later, that Chanan Matradion said one time, my own personal money to use for Purim got mixed up with the ma'ot of tzedakah, ma'ot l'aniyim, and I gave it all to the aniyim. So he did do tzedakah. The answer is me'avad, avad. You're right. He gave tzedakah. He did chesed. But as much as he should have done based on his wealth and his time, etc., his resources, he didn't do. Okay, now let's see what happens with the Romans. Atjul Rabbi Elazar ben Parta. They brought Rabbi Elazar ben Parta in front of them. Amru, my time, Tanit. Why did you teach Torah? Well, my time, Ganavt. Why did you steal? So they accused him of two things. As he said, he had several accusations. One of them was something he might have been proud of that he taught. The other one was he was accused of stealing. Amrale Isaifa lo Safra, Visafra lo Saifa. He says the accusations don't sit together. You can't accuse me of being Saifa, a man of the sword, meaning a thief, with the being a Saifa, a man of the book. So it's one or the other. Umidaha leita ha nami leita. And since clearly both accusations can't exist, neither of them exist. Right? So these accusations are both wrong. He basically denied teaching. My time akaru lach rabbi. So why do they call you rabbi? Rabban shel tarsi mani. I teach soldiers, I teach people, a job. Meaning, it doesn't mean a rabbi of Torah. So, aitulei tre kibure. So, he said, by the way, tarsi means weavers. Aitulei tre kibure. They brought him two balls of yarn. Amrulei, hey de shatya ve hey de arva. Which is the warp, which is the woof? Itrachish le nisa, so an ace happened. Atya ziburta, otiva al de shatya, va atai zibura ve yativ al de arva. A female hornet or a bee came and sat on the woof, on the warp, and the male one came and sat on the woof, and he understood how the male goes into the female. He was able to identify them properly because of this nace that happened. So why don't you come to this big festival? If you're not a rabbi and you don't mind, why don't you come to this big festival that we have? He said, I'm an old man. I was afraid because all the people come to the festival, I'd get trampled. So, they said, till now, how many old men have been trampled? Meaning none. That day, an old man got trampled to death. There's an ace, so that the Romans say, oh, I see that there really is a problem. You have a good excuse for not coming. Why did you free your slave? Which is a typically Jewish thing to do. He said, it never happened. I didn't free my slave. One guy from this tribunal got up to testify that he did free the slave. So Eliyahu now appeared, in the nace, as one of the members of the Senate, local Senate there. Amar le midir drachish le nisa b'chulu b'ha nami drachish le nisa. He said, since this guy has already had an ace happen to him, he's going to have another ace happen. And it's going to show this guy up to be bad. That's what Eliyahu said. He said, listen, acting as a guy, this guy already had an ace happen. If you open your mouth, it's going to show you to be bad. He didn't pay attention to him. This guy came, still got up to accuse him of freeing a slave. So this fellow got up to testify. In the meantime, there was a letter that this guy was supposed to take to Rome. They sent it with this guy. Now the whole proceedings had to wait till he came back. Eliyahu came and threw the letter 400 parsiot. The guy disappeared and never came back. So that was the end of the testimony. And Rabbi Parta was freed. Now what happened? Why did you study Torah? Why were you teaching Torah? That was the one accusation against him. He said, God commanded me to. And he didn't play games. He didn't deny. He didn't say that's a false accusation. And here we see the truth of what he said before. When they accused Rabbi Elazar ben Parta of several different things, he was able to use the clear falseness of one accusation to prove the falseness of the others, even though they were true. Here, there's only one accusation. You studied Torah. What's he going to say? Miad gazru alav l'sreifa. They decided he was going to die by fire. While the shtol hariga and his wife would have her head cut off. V'abitol l'shev v'kubash shel zonot. His one single daughter would be made into a prostitute. He had another daughter by the name of Bruria, who's married to a mayor already. Alav l'sreifa. Why was he going to be burned? What was the idea? Shaya hoget Hashem biyotiyotav. So we give our own explanation is because he did deserve a punishment, because he would explicate God's name. Now, how could he do that? But now we have in the Mishnah Sanhedrin, Elu Shein Lehem Chelek Olam Ba. Ha'omer, Ein Tov Min HaShamayim, Ein Tchel Min HaTorah, Etc. Rabbi Sholom, Afogat Hashem Be'Yotayotav. That's one of the things that gets you knocked out of Olam Ba. We're going to say that Rechonin tried you and that he would do that? The answer is Lit Lamed Avad. He didn't do it as an incantation or to try to use it for his own benefit. He did it to study, meaning to figure out how to do stuff. Ketanya Lo Tomad Lasot. For instance, with Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to learn pagan rites. But you are allowed to learn them in order to know how to pasken halacha. So Chanan Chadion was doing it in order to understand what this Hogeat Hashem B'Yotayotav means, either so he could rule on a case where somebody did it. So Elamai Tamiyana, so why was he punished? Hogeat Hashem B'Far Esiyahaveh. He did it publicly, he should have done it privately. Okay, that's why he was going to get Sreifel. He stole a Hariga, why? Tolo Michtaba, she should have stopped him and she could have. Anybody who has the ability to rebuke or to stop somebody from doing an aveira and they don't, they're punished for it. Why? One time, Chanan ben Tradion's daughter, who evidently was very pretty, was walking in front of some of the Roman senators or whoever. Amru, kama naot psiotash ribazu. What beautiful legs she has. Miyad. From that point on, she was careful how she walked. She always wanted to be noticed. So as a result of that, the punishment, she would be in Kubashel Zonot. The sin of my legs surrounds me. That's not what Pshat is in the Pasuk. Pshat is the sin that I've caused surrounds me. Things that you just trample in this world, they come and surround you, the Yom HaDin. But the idea is here, literally, it's Avon Akevai, the sin of her feet. Now, B'sha'ash Yatzu Shloshtan, so the three of them were taken out for their punishment. Sadku Aleim Et Adin, they all accepted the judgment of God. Hu Amar Hatzur Tamim Pa'alo, the Pasuk from Hazinu, God's ways are righteous. B'shto Amra Elamun Avinavil, she said the second half of the Pasuk. B'to Amra, she said the Pasuk from Mimiyahu, G'dol Ha'itzav V'rav Ha'aluliyah, Asher Enechap Kuchot, Ha'kol Darche Ish V'ish, etc. Your eyes are you see straight, you see everybody in Hashkacha. Amar Rabbi, Kama Gdolim Tzadikim Alalu. Think about what great Tzadikim they are. Shnizdamnulah and Shalosh Mikraot Shal Tziduk Hadin Meshat Tziduk Hadin. They specifically said three different psukim of Tziduk Hadin at that proper point. Okay. Tan Rabbanan. We haven't yet gotten to the death of Chanina Metradion. We have this insertion. Kshechala Rabbi Yosim in Kisma. Halach Rabbi Chanina Metradion Levakro. Now Rabbi Chanina Metradion, this is earlier. He goes to visit Rabbi Yosef Kisma, who's sick. Amarlo Chanina Achi, Iyata Yodea Shumazu Min Hashemayim Him Lichua. Don't you know that the Romans have been put in charge by God, meaning you should submit to them and not do your public teaching? Shechriva Beito V'Safat Echalov Agad Chasidav Avdat Tuvav. They were able to destroy his house and burn his temple and kill all of his pious loyalists and destroyed all of the good. V'Adayin Hikayem, but they're still around. Right, Vani Shamati Alecha, Shata Yashev Osek Batorah, Makil Kilot Paravim, I see that you're teaching publicly. Sefer Munach Lecha B'Chekecha, and you have a Sefer Torah sitting there in your lap while you teach, and you should accept this is God's will that they'll be in charge and you have to follow their dictates and not do that. Amar Lo Min Hashemayim Yirachemu. He said, God will forgive. God will have compassion. Amar Lo, Ani Omer Lecha Dvarim Shaltam. I'm telling you something that's meaningful. V'Tomer Lo Min Hashemayim Yirachemu, and you're giving me bumper stickers? You're giving me little adages? You know what? I won't be surprised if you end up getting burned with your Sefer Torah. So then Rechanina Tradion looked to Rabbi Yosef Kisma and said, what about me and Olam Haba? Have you ever had anything, merit that's going to get you in? One time, my poor money got mixed up. This is the story we saw earlier. With the money of tzedakah, and I gave it all to the anim. Amar lo imken michalkecha yehi chalki, gracha yehi grali. I wish my chelik was with you. So they said, Amru lo ayu yamim atim ad shefar b'Yosef Kisma. Not long after that, B'Yosef Kisma died. Chukol gdolei romi lekavro. He was close with the hierarchy of the Romans in Palestine. And alu lekavro, they went to bury him. V'ispidu espeid gadol, they gave him a very big eulogy. Chazaratan Matsul, Rechanim and Tradion, Shayosev, Osek Batorah, Makil Kilot Parabim. On the way back, they found Chanimin Trajon, who was not like Rabbi Yosef Kisma. He was defiant. And he was sitting there studying with the Sefer Torah with him. They took the Sefer Torah and they wrapped it around him. Then they tied vines around that. And they lit them. They brought some wool, they soaked them in water, and they put it on his chest. So it should be a long death. He shouldn't die quickly. Amralo Bito, so the daughter who's about to get carted off to the Kubashel Zonot, said, Abba, Erechabachach, how can I see you in this situation? Amarla Yomale Anini Swafti the Vadiya Yahadavar Kashali. If I was burned alone, it wouldn't bother me. Shavashin Yiswaf Sefer Torah Imi, but I'm burned with the Sefer Torah. Mishim Vakesh Abonashal Sefer Torah, Hui Vakesh Aboni. The one, meaning God, who will demand retribution for the shame to Torah will also demand retribution for what was done to me. Amrulo Talmidav, so the Talmidim were always forced to watch their teacher get killed, who said, Rebbe, Ma Ta Roeh, what do you see? Amalan, it's a very famous line, Gilyon Nisrafin Votiot Parchot. I see the parchment burned, but the letters are flying. Afatap Tachpicha Vikanes Pachae, so open up your mouth and take in the fire and die quicker. Some way that would speed up his death. And Mutavshi Lena Mishin Tana Vayichabel Hu Batzmo. Better that the one who gave me my life should take it from me, and I shouldn't speed it up at all. Amarlo called Stoniri, Rebbe, Imanimar Bebe shall have it, and I'll tell Sfugin shall send me Alibcha. But now the executioner says, Rabbi, because he was very impressed by what was going on, if I add onto the fire and I take this wool away, which means you'll die quicker, will you help me get to Chayel Amba? There's some very big problems with this story. First of all, Chanimin Trajan just said, I want God to take me, and I don't want to do anything to speed up my death. And here, this fellow offers to speed up his death by taking the wool away and adding to the fire, and Yosef Chanimin Trajan accepts it. Second thing, Chanimin Trajan promises him a Chayel Chayel Amba. Well, hey, he says, yes, he shavali, take an oath, nishbalo. Rechanim Trajan takes an oath. Miad here, but which, again, the question is, how can you take an oath that you're going to bring something to Lama Ba? How can you guarantee that? Miad here, Babi Shalhadav, and Haus Fugin Shalsamim Yali Bo, so the executioner did this. Yatsanish Batobim Hira, he died very quickly. Afuka Fatma Falatocha Ur, so this executioner jumped into the fire to die with him. Tzavad Kol Vyamra, so the Bat Kol came out, and without the Bat Kol, this whole story is very difficult, but this justifies it. Chanin Trajan, Ukalstuni, Mizuma, Ukalstuniri, Zominihen Lachayel Amaba, both Chanin Trajan and the executioner have a place in Olam Haba. And here's another example of Bacha Rebbe Vyamar, Ishkuna Olamo B'Shachat. Some people can gain their entire world in 1 minute, that's the executioner. Ishkuna Olamo B'Kama Shanim, and for some people, it takes several years. Bruya Devitu de Rab Meir. Barted Rechonim and Trajon, Have. So remember, Bruya, who was Rameir's wife, was Rechonim and Trajon's daughter, the other daughter. Amralo, she said, Zila bimilta diatva achtoi bekuba shel zonot. It's degrading for me and for our family that my sister is sitting in this brothel. So go get her out. Shakal Targava de dinari v'aza. Rameir took a whole bucket of dinarim, and he went to redeem her. Amar iloit avid ba isura mit avid nisa. He said, if she hasn't yet been violated, then a nace will happen, I'll be able to get her out. That's how I'll know. He avdi sura l'tavim anisa, but if she's already been violated, it won't happen. He's not necessarily saying he won't redeem her otherwise, he's just saying a sign. Azal nakat nafshe kechad parsha. He dressed himself up like he's a cavalry, a member of the army. Amar la shmi'ili. He said to her, I want to have relations with you. She didn't recognize him. Amra le dashtana ana. I'm Anida. Amarla mitarachna mirtach. I'll wait for you. Amarla nefishin tuva. There's a lot of other women here. The Shapir minai were prettier than I. Amar shma minalo avda isura. He said, aha, I could see that she is still pure, because he said once she would give in once, then it would be very easy for her. Called the ati amrleachi. Must be that she says this to everybody who comes, that she keeps getting out of having relations. Azal the gabi shomer dia. He went to her boss. Amarla hava niela. I want to buy her. Amarle mistafina malchuta. I'm afraid of the Romans. They're going to be mad because she's a political prisoner. Amarle shkol tarkava de dinara. Take this bucket of dinari. Palga palach. Palga lahavidach. Half of it used to bribe them. And the other half you get to keep. Chishami Mayavid, but they're going to fire me, and what am I going to do when I run out of the money? Le'ema Eloha Demeir Aneini Litatzad. Whenever you're in trouble, just say, God of Remeir, save me. This is, of course, a very famous saying and story, and you'll be saved. Amarle Umiyemer Dahachiika, who says this works? Amarle Hashtachazit, you'll see. Havu Hanu Kalbi Davu Ka'achli Inchi. There were dogs or wolves who were eating people up. Shaka Kola Shadabahu. He took some rocks, some dirt, and threw it at these dogs to provoke them. Ka'atu the Mechle, they came to eat Remeir up. Amar Eloah the Meir Aneini, he said this line. Shavkua, they walked away. V'yavale. So then what happened? This fellow gave the girl over to Reb Meir, and he went home. V'sofi shtama milta be malka. The Romans heard about this. Atyu askul iskifa. They took and they were going to crucify this guy. Mar aloha de Meir Aneini. So he said the line. He'd been practicing. Achtua. They took him down. Amrule my high. So they said, well, what is this? Amalahu. Hachav maise. He told them the story. Atu chaku ledvuter Reb Meir apitcha de Romi. So they took, they went to Rome, and they went to the gates of Rome, and they made an image of a mayor, like a number one wanted man. This guy is messing up our system. We called the Chazer, the Partzufa, Adain, Leite. Anybody who sees this man, bring him to us. Yomachara Chazyu, somebody saw him. Rat Abatre, Rat Mikamayo, he ran away from them. Al Vezonot, he himself ran into a Beitzonot. The whole story is a circular. Igarami, Bishule of the Kochav Mechaza. So either he saw that they were cooking, Tamash Baha, Umatak Baha, what did he do? Either he went into the Beit Zonot, or the other possibility is he saw them cooking, and what he did is he went and put his finger into the pot and then sucked his other finger. Made it look like he was tasting what they were eating, which of course Remeir wouldn't do, so they got the wrong guy. Or else, if he went to the Beit Zonot, then that's not something Remeir is going to do. Can Amri Ate Eliyahu, eat me like a Zona. Or else Eliyahu should appear like a Zona, krachte, and embraced him, Amri Chas v'Shalom Remeir Ave Lo Ave Avin Hachi. Whatever thing it is, whether it's going into the Beit Zonot or embracing a zonah or eating this non-kosher food, that Remeir wouldn't do. Come Arak Atal Bavel. That's when Remeir ran away to Bavel. He could Amri Mehai Ma'aser. He could Amri Ma'aser Bruya. So it could be that that's the reason Remeir ended up in Bavel, and it could be because of the famous story with Bruya, where Remeir made the comment that Nashim Daitan Kalot. And that Bruria got upset with him, so he tried to prove it to her by having one of his students seduce her. And when finally she gave in, she was so shattered by it, she killed herself, and he ran away, and it's a terrible tragedy. In any case, that's the end of the story of Remeir, and we will pick up in the next podcast, continuing with issues of visiting the public places, public arenas where the Akum do what they do, the Colosseums, etc. And we will have some lengthy discussions about the opening parak of Tehillim. But in the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.